there, I'm your challenge host, Evna Curry. Welcome back to the Assertive and Like 10-Day Challenge, where you'll design your very first Assertive and Like script. Now it's time to quit tiptoeing and start leaving your footprint. Let's get started. This is Evna here. Welcome to the 10-Day Assertive and Liked Email Challenge. I'm so happy and thrilled that you are here in this challenge, and we are going to create an assertive and liked script for you. In the next 10 days, you're going to get one email a day. And in that email, you're going to get a lesson and a challenge that will help you write an assertive and likable conversation, a script of a speaking up moment that you want to have that's going to help you in your career. But don't worry, you don't need to think about that just right now. We're going to get into that. And this training, which is a course, is designed for very smart, busy, ambitious professionals who want to get ahead but are quite busy and don't have that much time in a day to dedicate, but they do want to see progress and move forward and learn and develop new skills. Why is it that it's so important for you to be assertive and liked? First of all, it feels good to be able to speak your mind and get what you want, a lot more of what you want, but also have positive relationships at work, meaningful work relationships. So when you're assertive, it means you're able to speak your mind and get your message across, which then allows you to be heard and respected by other people, get taken seriously, and therefore you get more recognized, more appreciated, but also helps you have more impact. It helps you be a better leader. It helps you get more of what you want. It helps you protect your time and energy. It helps you be seen as competent and credible. All of these things come from being assertive and speaking your mind. Plus, it allows you to be authentic, to be you, and to feel good about a situation, feel confident. Now, being liked is also important, not in a people pleaser way, but it's important to preserve good relationships. People hire and promote and give opportunities to those that they like, right? That's just the reality of things. So if you want to be considered for higher visibility, work promotion and sponsorship and career boosting opportunities, it's very important to not be hated by people around you, right? To build positive working relationships, and it's gonna make your life so much better, your work days so much more interesting and nurturing and feel good. So by the end of this 10-day challenge, you're not gonna have to choose between speaking your mind assertively and being liked anymore. You're gonna get to do both. And only 10 days and 10 minutes a day, you'll get the essence. So this is all about extracting, giving you the essence of being both likable and assertive, so that you can also in these 10 days design your very first assertive and likable speaking up script that you can take and walk with and go have the conversation with a lot more confidence. Now, the reality is you do need a script. It's important to script all these important conversations before you have them, because you don't have yet the full skill set and training to do so. Maybe in the future you won't need to, but in the beginning, if it's an important conversation, there'll be emotions involved. It's really helpful to script it out, at least the key pointers, so that when you actually have the conversation, you'll get 80% of it right. You won't have regrets about what you said. Your script is more of a guide and a plan as to what you want to say, what you don't want to say, and that way, when you're in those heated up moments, you'll know what to do. This is not about memorizing your script, reading out loud to the person you're talking to, or putting it on the email. No, this is about having a guide. And if by chance you're caught off guard, you know, someone makes a big request that you feel is unreasonable, or they criticize you, or you get bad news, and you don't know what to do in the moment, it's okay. You don't have to respond in the moment. You can let the other person know that you're going to get back to them after an hour, a day, whatever time you need. Then you can get to think and plan and script. And then at least that will give you that guidance as to what to say to make it as productive as possible. So here's how you can get instant momentum in this challenge, right? Here's what you do. 3 things. First, go through the daily lessons. Don't let it accumulate. Just follow the order. That's why these are micro lessons for micro learning, so that you don't get lost. You don't need to put a lot of effort and time into this, but you're going to get the consistent results over time. 10 minutes, one lesson is easy to accomplish and accommodate in your busy schedule. But when you have like two lessons or three lessons, now you're talking about 20, 30 minutes, that's a lot more of a time commitment. So use your lunch time, use your commute time, use your exercise time, your dishwashing time. This is for you. Make it work on every single day to get those 10 minutes done, and you'll be in great shape. And also take, even if it's a 1 minute moment, to do your homework. Some of these homework, you could spend an hour if you wanted to spend an hour working on it, but I encourage you to spend 1 minute, right? Spend 1 minute. It's impressive what you can do in 1 minute. This is not about being perfect. This is about getting something done, moving forward. And third, when you do your daily assignment, don't do it on memory. Write it down or make an audio message for yourself, which is something that I love doing. Type it, draw it, text it to yourself, but make sure that it's somewhere that you can look back and see what you put, because it's cumulative. The assignments are cumulative and you want to make sure that you are registering them. That's it. You've got this. You're going to love this. This is going to be so empowering. You're going to learn so much. You're going to see it's much easier than you thought it was. Hard conversations are going to be super easy. So get ready. Get ready, because this is going to be great. Let me just introduce myself very quickly here. I'm an Inside MBA. I'm a Forbes contributor. I've worked across several continents in the Middle East, in Latin America, obviously in the US. I manage several teams, specifically in analytics. My passion is to help people find and use their very own personal power and their voice through speaking up assertively to get more of what they want, to fulfill their passions and succeed and thrive in their professional goals. That's exactly what my organization, AssertiveWay.com, does. We help organizations advance professionals by training them on how to speak up with assertive communication without coming across as aggressive or difficult. This is super important for women and minorities, for example, so that they can be taken seriously, get respected, and contribute at their highest capacity, right? As individual contributors or as leaders. And we provide talks, experiential workshops, trainings, both online and in person. So if your company has an employee resource group for women, for minorities, a training division, or if you want to bring these skills to your team, then please share this challenge. Let your leaders know about Assertive Way. And I'd be happy to do a talk, a workshop for them on speaking up, breakthrough conversations, assertiveness, and other topics, empowering topics like those. And if you want to keep learning, there's so much more free resources for you. There's the Speak Your Mind Unapologetically podcast. I've linked it here below. There's a couple of quizzes on your communication style at work to see if it's working for you. There's a quiz on finding your appreciation language at work. A bunch of other free resources as well that you can check in the link below. That's it for today, my friends. Keep an eye for lesson one tomorrow, and I will see you then.